Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We are broadcasting live from Amory, Wisconsin on WPCA Radio 93.1. We are also online by simply going to the WPCA website. And we've been doing this for over 7 years, and we are still enjoying the journey, aren't we, Eddie?
We sure are, with all the great people that are coming around. You think, well, we've kind of had everybody, but we have not. There's still lots of great people, like our guest tonight.
Yes, and each show we feature a guest, but I guess at first I better... I lost our music. Yeah. Oh, well, Ed, can you just hum that song while I talk then? our guest tonight is Dale Madison. But first, I better introduce ourselves. I'm Mike Murtha, and there it comes back. And next to me is Eddie Schmidt, and we are part of a group called Trigger Happy. And Trigger Happy will be celebrating 40 years of music this summer. Wow. Eddie, can you believe that?
June of 83, yep.
Yeah,
we came to your brother John's deck and practiced one night. And
that's right, yeah. It took us to a lot of places, hasn't it, in the last 40 years?
Yeah, it sure has.
Yeah. And about our guest, we have Dale Madison with us tonight. Dale is a veteran musician, singer from the area. He'll be sharing some music, and it'll be live, too, and sharing some lively stories. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors, grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. It's okay. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do, too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Yeah, doggone it. Let's do it.
So, music.
You talk right through the music, Mike.
I'm out of music.
Yeah. You talked too long.
Well, I did, yes. Anyhow, I'm going to just say hello to Eddie again. How you doing?
Good. Well, good. Beautiful weather we're finally having after that long winter.
Yes. It was a tough one. I was in Arizona, missed most of it, I guess.
Most of it came back to a little bit of it in the end.
Yeah, but it's straightening out here. So we got a few jobs coming up with Trigger Happy. We got a private party in Roberts coming up with a ADRC senior party, and we've got we'll be in Amory for a private party too. Is it an 80th birthday party? I think.
Yep.
And we'll be
friend,
we're going to be doing a little picnic here for WPCA on June 22nd, a Thursday.
Yep. 20-year celebration here at the station and. Sure. We're going to play some music. I think Rex Cactus and the boys are going to, some of them All boys right. are going to be here too. So.
Yeah, we got some other jobs this summer, some outdoor things that we do every year up in Richmond during their celebration. So anyhow, it's good to be back here again. And I just want to say hello to our guests. We have Dale Madison with us here. Dale, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing wonderful, and thanks for asking me.
Well, yes, we're so glad you're here. For those folks who... try to remember back when you were pretty active with music in the area. You were a group called The Other Brothers, which was you in Art, and Nashville North. And tell us some more about some of those bands that you were in.
Well, you guys are youngsters. You started in 1983. We were 1962.
Oh, 62. Okay.
Yes, sir. And it's interesting. When we started out, my brother and I, we didn't sing. We just played instrumentals.
Sure.
And we would do songs like The Ventures and that type of thing. And then my sister, oldest sister Virginia, introduced us to a fellow by the name of Don Karski, and she says, you guys should start a band. So we started what became the Esquires, was a rock group.
Okay.
It involved myself, my brother Art Madison, Don Karski, a young fellow by the name of Danny Johnson was original. And then another fellow by the name of Ron Wydell took his spot. And through the years, a fellow from St. Croix Falls, Mike Cobb, played bass for us. And actually, at one time, Carl Unbehan played in our group.
I remember Carl, sure. Yeah. And you grew up in the Taylor's Falls area, is that correct?
I did. I think about 1956, somewhere in there, my parents bought a home there.
Okay.
And
And that's where you went to school?
Taylor Falls.
Yep, just
Taylor
across,
Falls.
Across the river from St. Croix Falls there, yes. And, of course, your brother Art was very active in music as well, with and without you, whatever he was doing things. And you guys, he had a had the bar for a while there too.
Sure.
Staples. No, yeah.
Well, and the thing that Art was very good at was writing music.
Mm. Oh.
And he actually became a member of the House of Cash in Nashville. And what that is you send in tapes and recordings, and then artists pick through them and they decide, you know, if they want to do. And actually, different artists have done some of his songs. And one of our greatest stories was he got a royalty check from England.
Oh.
50 cents. It was pretty funny, but there it was, because you could... You could see it was 50 cents all the way from England.
Jeez, well, that's pretty cool. I'm just going to ask you this, and we'll get on to some music, have you sing, but what? How did you learn guitar? How did you get started playing? Did you have take lessons, or is
no.
your folks play? Or
my folks did, and my father had bought, it was a Stella a guitar, an old Stella. And then when we decided we was going to play in a band, well, you would have to know how to play the guitar.
Sure.
So we started by that, and we had a big house up there by outside of Taylor's Falls there. And we'd always rehearse up there, and some of the neighbors from nearly a mile away would call up and request songs. So, and my mother, who was, she was the organist at the Catholic Church, Taylor's Falls, for many years, and she would always come up and say, well, you know, that doesn't sound quite right. But that's how we got our start, sure. And our motivation was we started the band.
Okay.
Well, if you could play in a band, you better know how to play your instrument.
Yeah.
And that was really the motivating factor.
Sure.
And being a young teenager in school and playing in the band, that wasn't a bad thing.
No, that's for sure. We're going to have you sing a song. We'll come back. I want to hear more about those stories, but why don't you do... What do you got in mind there?
Well, why don't we do, this is a Ed Bruce tune. It's called Texas When I Die.
Okay, sure.
When I die, I may not go to heaven, 'cause I don't know if they let cowboys in. Well, if they don't, just let me go to Texas, 'cause Texas is as close as I've been. New York couldn't hold my attention, and Detroit City couldn't sing my songs. If tomorrow finds me busted flat in Dallas, well, I won't care, 'cause at least I know I'm home. Well, if I die, I may not go to heaven, 'cause I don't know if they let cowboys in. Well, if they don't, just let me go to Texas, 'cause Texas is as close as I've been. Well, the beer's not as cold in old Milwaukee. My body's here, but my soul's in San Antonio. I'd walk through all of hell and half of Texas just to hear Bob Wills sing a country song. And if I die, I may not go to heaven, 'cause I don't know if they let cowboys in. Well, if they don't, just let me go to Texas, 'cause Texas is as close as I've been. 'Cause Texas is as close as I've been.
Very good. That is Dale Madison. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and this is WPCA Radio, and we're live, and we're so glad we got you up here. Dale.
And again, thank you for asking me.
Yes. You were talking about some of your early musical roots with playing with some of the folks that you play with, your brothers. Continue some of those stories. There was two other brothers that also played?
Eventually, when the Esquires broke up, when Brother Art went into the military. So at that point, I joined another rock group. They were called the Men at Work, and that involved some fellas from over by Lynchstrom, Minnesota, Dean Johnson, Carl Lundeen, Marvin Glenna, and Gene Marcus. Mm. And they were tied in pretty well with Jim Woodley over there.
Okay.
And actually, Jim backed a 45 that we did record, which is under the Country Dam label.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that had to have been around 1967, somewhere in 1968. And then after that, Art came back from the military, and we started the Madison Mavericks, and that was a four-brother group.
Mm.
It was myself, my brother Art, my brother Bob, and my brother Bill. And we had a drummer, and I all day I've been trying to remember who that is, but I can't.
You played with a few drummers through the years.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, well, you know, drummers like to hang out with musicians.
Yeah.
Wait
till Carl hears that, huh?
Mike Frederson's going to like that comment.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, Mike was probably the best we ever worked with, was him.
He's solid like a rock.
But we had a good country show, the Madison Mavericks, and of course the voices came in pretty well then. And like I was telling you before, my brother Art could sell a snowball to an Eskimo. And early in our career, which that was maybe 2 years, three at the most, he booked us into the Flame Cafe in Minneapolis.
That was a hot spot.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, we weren't ready for it, but here we were.
Mm.
So our first night, we played, you would play the front room, and then you'd go into the dining room and play with whoever the star was. Well, the first night, it happened to be Joe and Rosalie Mathis were back there, so we played with music with them, and he kind of chuckled because he knew.
Yeah, we couldn't fool him, huh?
We couldn't fool him. And then the next night, we actually had to play the music for Little Jimmy Dickens.
Oh.
And you talk about a character.
Mm.
There was one right there. And it was during that night that Vern Gagne walked in, and who was the guy there? So I can't remember. He used to sell furniture on the radio all the time, but they noticed. Mel Jazz.
Okay.
That's who it was. And I heard them comment, like, well, them guys aren't ready for this. And it was our third night. I believe we got fired out of there. But the fact that we got booked in there.
Well, yeah. And what you learned in that process, in spite of, you know, maybe not being able to hold up like you did, but what you learned doing that.
My brother Bob was funny because up in the stage there was a curtain. He slid back behind the curtain so people couldn't see him.
Oh, boy, that's good stuff. Let's do another song, Dale. Again, we have Dale Madison with us, and originally from the Taylor's Falls area, played lots of Country Dam, you played there.
Oh,
and,
yes.
A lot of playing around the whole area here, but we're going to have you do another song, and we'll come back to some more stories. And so what do you got there for a tune?
I forgot. this is a Don Williams tune.
There you go, yeah.
Called Amanda.
Okay, babe. And turn her up good there.
I've held it all inward. Lord knows I've tried. But it's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Now I'm crowding 80,
and I'm still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of folks that don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Now I'm still crowding 80 and I'm still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Very nice. That is Dale Madison. Very good, Dale. We're doing this live, of course, and it's got Eddie's steel guitar going. Sounds good, Eddie.
Thanks.
Yeah. So we should have dedicated that song to Bob Holmes. You remember him from the Country Dam?
I do.
He's still in town here, and he's got us tuned in tonight. So he loves that song. When you start talking about Jim Woodley and that's, I'm sure Bob's ears are perked up. He's got all kinds of stories from the Country Dam as well.
Yeah, I can tell you stories playing the guitar there with my gloves on.
Yeah.
Jim never believed in heat.
Oh.
And I did. I played my guitar with my gloves on.
Is that right?
It was so cold in there, you couldn't imagine.
Oh, man. That was probably in the back room before they had the front bar area.
Yep.
Yeah, we played that front bar for, I think, 13 years. We were the house band there. But, I remember Dale back. Eddie and I with Trigger Happy played at the Dallas House a lot. And you'd come up and see us quite often.
Sure.
And we always made you come up and play music with us. But I remember I was talking to my younger brother, Joe. You remember Joe was in our band, too?
Yes.
And him and I were talking this afternoon. I said, we got Dale Madison. He said, oh, wow. He said, I remember Dale singing Rose-Colored Glasses, and You're 16. And I said, you know, I remember that. And he said, I also remember, which I totally agree, he says, Dale was so polished. You were smooth, and you still are, but you'd come up there and just fit in with us, and we always made you do that.
Well, thank you very much, and I might add some of that polish. I did mention that we traveled on the road, Art and I did, after the Madison Mavericks broke up.
Tell us some of that. Yeah.
While we traveled with a fellow by the name of Steve Bledsoe.
Okay.
And during that period of time, we played a lot of clubs. We opened shows for Waylon Jennings. There was a night, it was in Waterloo, Iowa, at the Baraka Inn. And Merle Haggard was doing a show over at the Cattle Congress grounds. He got done, and around 9 o'clock, he come in and sat in with our group all day.
Hmm.
And I could tell you stories about that little bugger.
Yeah.
I certainly could. But I want to mention, too, out of all of the entertainers, there, we met quite a few stuff, Waylon Jennings was undoubtedly the most down-to-earth of all of them that I met.
Yeah. We actually had a chance to work with him. We shared the same dressing room. We were the front band. Mm-hmm. And then he would do his show. We did ours in a different room, but he was very nice to us.
This was at the Whisk-A-Go-Go in Mason City, Iowa.
Okay.
And we opened for him. And he was then married to Jesse Coulter.
Sure.
And actually, one of his first hits was a song called Cedartown, Georgia.
Mm.
And that was 1969, I believe. And I liked that song so well, I learned it. But it's a cool song. And the thing, I travel around a little bit with the motorhome, that I've always amazed that there is a town called Cedartown, Georgia.
Hmm.
I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They were making all this stuff up.
Yeah, it's got a nice musical jingle to it, but it's actually a real town.
Yeah, you bet.
So, Eddie, do you want to... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask him, I remember hearing stories about you guys playing out in Vegas, too. Was that with Bledsoe, or
it
was that you and
Art?
We
were the co-headliners, and I'm going to say somewhere around 1971 or 2, we were the co-headliners with Rex Allen Jr. was the headliner. We were the co-headliners. And that was kind of fun because you could play, you might start at 4 in the morning.
Sure.
And it was crazy, the hours. But my first time with a slot machine, I put $1 in and I won 19 silver dollars.
Oh.
And that was all the money they got out of me. I remember having breakfast after the shows for $1.49.
Mm. Yeah.
Not to mention, I might be a little old. Gasoline was 25 cents a gallon.
Oh, some great experiences there. Eddie, do you want to sing a tune there for us? I know you mentioned you had something. You said your dad used to do this song?
Well, I've got some of the guitar books, I think, that my dad had that got passed on. And one of them was this song, Red River Valley. And I thought, that's kind of a neat one. I'm sure that was one of the first songs that he started playing on the guitar, probably. We'll do this in the key of E for those folks at home that are strumming along. We tune because we care, right, Dan?
Well, it was in tune when I bought it.
And the same strings, too.
We're going to have to talk about that guitar, too. From this valley, they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathways a while. Do you think of the valley you're leaving? Oh, how lonely and dreary it will be. Of that fine heart you're breaking, and the sadness you cast over me. Dale, play a little bit for us. I've been waiting for the words that you never would say. And alas, my poor heart, you are breaking, for they tell me you're going away. As you go to your home by the ocean, may you never forget those sweet hours that we spent in the Red River Valley, and the love we exchanged with the flowers. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember
remember the Red River Valley and the one who has loved you so true. But remember the Red River Valley and the one who has loved you so true.
Very nice, Eddie.
Thanks.
That was one of the first songs that we learned as taking guitar lessons. So I haven't heard it since then, I don't think.
Oh, we like to bring out the brand new stuff here on the old Trigger Happy Memory Show.
Dale, you winter in Texas. Whereabouts?
It's a little town called Aransas Pass. It's about 19 miles east of Corpus Christi.
Okay.
And it's right on the water down there.
Sure.
On the intercoastal waters.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that for about 18 years now.
Oh, good for you.
And I like it.
And do you play a little music down there?
I do. I'm in a group. It's called Ken and Val and Friends.
Mm.
It's a friend of mine, Ken Bell, as a result of doing one of their jam sessions down there, he asked me to play in his group.
Mm.
And I said yes. And I'm glad he asked me because my fingers had gotten so soft.
Oh.
And I used to play the guitar fairly well. Well, I learned right away down there that use it or lose it.
Yeah, that's.
And so I'm glad he asked me. I think it's been 5 years now that I've played in his group, and we play in different RV parks down there.
Oh, isn't that good for you? Yeah, and I go to Arizona. I've been doing it now for 5 years, and I've played in some churches and a little bit of music. Got to know Tom and Connie Bow. They're Tom's a guitar player. He got us into some churches. And Scott Ludwig, a trumpet player that was an amazing trumpet player, would play with us in church. And so that was really fun. We're going back again this year to do some more of that. But
what part of Arizona is it?
We're in Santan Valley, which is straight south of Apache Junction. We're in the Phoenix area.
Yeah, you know why Arizona was created.
Why?
That's for people that don't like to fish.
That's true.
I have a boat down there, and I love to fish.
Oh. Well, I might try a song here, if that's okay, Eddie. Well, this is one we've never done before either.
You don't have your tuba or anything tonight, do you?
It's out in the car. I can go get it.
No. Too late now.
I could grab it quick. But no, we'll try one here. The song was by Danny O'Keefe. And I think it came out in 1973, I believe. It's called Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. You remember this one?
Wow. Yeah, I do. My brother Art used to do this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, this will be our first. So we'll see if we can get through her.
Key of G?
Key of G, yep. 2, 3, 4.
Everybody's gone away. Says they're moving to LA. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some got a freight, some got a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They say this time will waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Good time Charlie's got the blues. You know my heart keeps telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you lose your wife. You play too long, you lose your life. Got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down. Everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Good time Charlie's got the blues.
Song by Danny O'Keefe there. Good time Charlie's got the blues.
Yeah, there's another chord there. I'll show you later, but that goes in there really nice.
There's a major seventh. I
it's an A major seventh.
Okay, yeah. Well, good. We'll get a guitar lesson.
Not to be picky.
All right. And again, we got Dale Madison here with us. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, and we're having some fun up here. We're talking, Dale. We haven't seen each other for about 20 years, and sometimes that old man thing kind of creeps into our life, and it
creep.
Well, I heard this comedian talking about that, and he was talking that he says, you know, I'm in my 60s. I feel pretty good, and I'm doing okay, but little things are changing. Like on a Tuesday, I wish this guy well have a nice weekend. And said, that's how it starts. It just starts. You know, the guy says, well, yeah, when it gets here, I hope it will be a nice, but it's only Tuesday, and I'm wishing somebody a happy, you know, nice weekend. And he goes, then it goes to wearing mismatched shoes someday. You know, you got two different
well,
shoes.
Well, I ain't that bad, yeah.
You haven't gotten that far.
No.
Well, they said if
I can still put my shoes on, and that's a feat in itself.
Anyhow, it creeps into our lives, and that's okay. That's part of the process, isn't it?
Yes, I guess so.
I was going to say, Dale, you got to tell the folks about this beautiful old Gibson that I'm looking at here. Tell them about your guitar there.
Well, it's red.
It's red.
Yeah, well, 1967, Gibson started making a guitar. It's called a Trini Lopez, and it is actually a Gibson 335 neck and body, but the headstock is like a Fender. You got the keys all on one side, and that's what makes it unique, and they made it till 1970, and it was 1970 when I was on the road with Steve Bledsoe that I bought this, and I bought it for $300, and if you go snoop around on the internet, they're worth a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. We were playing in a club down by the casino in Minnesota, down there by Hastings, and I used to leave my guitar there, and this one night we're on break, the guy comes up and he says, how long have you had that Trini Lopez? And that was the last night I left it there, because most people had no idea what that was. Sure. You know, they'd never seen a Gibson like this.
Yeah.
Wow. But me and Elvis, he plays one too, or he did. He doesn't play it so well anymore.
And your brother Art had the bar at Staples Lake for
for
a few years. Did you play there with him too? Or
I sat in, but by then I had kind of retired from the music. He had Larry O'Malley was playing with him. And if you've heard Larry play, he's really a good blues player.
Sure. And Eddie, you played there with...
Yeah, I played with him a few times too. So.
Yeah, and our group would go up there and play once in a while too. So.
Yeah.
Dale, you want to do another song?
Sure.
And we'll hear some more stories to think of some more good, some of your favorite. But we'll do a song.
Yes.
You sing something.
I'm going to do one of my brother's songs that he wrote.
Yep. Sure.
And it tells a great story of where we grew up and how we grew up.
Okay.
It's called You Can Tear Down the House, But You Can't Wreck the Home.
Okay.
It's in the key of G.
All right. Okay.
But then it goes right to C. You can tear down the house, but you won't never wreck the home. The place where I lived as a boy. Well, my daddy worked so hard just so us kids wouldn't starve. I guess we were considered kind of poor, but we were the richest kids in town. 'Cause our home was built on love. Our home was built on love, peace and joy. You can tear down the house, but you won't never wreck the home or the place where I lived as a boy. On that little piece of ground, love will always be around. There will always be love, peace, and joy. Eddie's gonna play something. Well, you know my mama's love was the foundation of our home. My mama, she is the same. The only hell she raised was with her boy's wild ways. But then she'd give us love, peace, and joy. You can tear down the house, but you won't never wreck the home. Of the place where I lived as a boy. On that little piece of ground, love will always be around. There will always be love, peace, and joy. There will always be love, peace, and joy. Written by Arthur Madison.
Very good. That is Dale Madison singing that, yes. Very nice. Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories, and we're glad to be here. Over 7 years of doing this, Eddie. And
you bet.
Yeah. I was telling you earlier, or telling Bob, I was up in the Deer Park area this week, and I tried to got you on the radio, and I'm listening to the radio, and it's like, well, whose voice is that? Well, it's Greg Wheeler singing a song that you guys were spinning that. And then the next one came up, it was Fizz Kaiser. And I thought, well, thank you, Bob, for doing that. You call it Americana, is it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a nice show. And I know you've played our music.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot, and we appreciate that very much.
He's even got some stuff of you and I doing, like we put the instrumental you and I playing, hamming it up, just the two of us in a drum machine, and there's a recording of that in there too. So yeah, it's real nice to throw some of the local stuff in there.
Absolutely. So. Speaking of that, Dale, did you guys do a lot of recording or some recording? Or
we did, actually, when we were with Steve Bledsoe. He did a song called Straighten This Whole World Out, and that was in 71. And that song actually made the charts. I think it got as high as number 48. Mm. Now, it was all studio musicians then. We really didn't play any other than the live shows that we did with Steve. And the recordings that we did, Steve was a very intelligent man about music. Mm. He taught me more about music than anybody I'd ever been around.
Really?
And he actually stepped in and engineered the recordings that Art and I did at, I think it was called Sound 80 in Minneapolis, where we did our stuff.
Okay.
Yep. He was very knowledgeable and a great showman. Mm. He really was.
We met him a couple times. I think he'd be playing, down in Turtle Lake on a Sunday. We were at the Country Dam. Mm-hmm. He'd come down and see us once in a while when he finished his show or whatever. But is he still around? Or
he passed this last year at 83 years old. I think it was the second year we were with him. We were in competition to do a replacement show for the Carol Burnett Show. They would do a nationwide talent search, and we made it down to like the last four groups, and we lost out. I think it was to actually Rex Allen Jr. Got the spot that we were. But so I got to meet, who the heck was that guy on Carol Burnett, the handsome guy?
Harvey Korn? No, Lyle Wagner.
Lyle Wagner. Sure. He was monitoring that and doing the picking and choosing and stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yes. Well, we're going to take a minute and just say hello to some folks out there. We appreciate so much our listeners, and we can't say all of them, but we're going to try to say a few. But start with saying hello to Uncle Bob. We're going to Bob Holmes will be over there playing some music with him on June 26th in the afternoon. Putz, my buddy, we played some music together on Tuesday. Renee Butler, Gary Lubick, Tom Klinger, which is going to be a future guest, we hope. Gino Hansen from Roberts, Jim Bjorkman, Sunburst, Montana, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Tom and Connie Bow from St. Cloud, Minnesota. They moved from Arizona to St. Cloud. They heard St. Cloud is such a nice, warm place to be, St. Cloud, Minnesota. They call it the banana belt, I guess. It's kind of tropical. So he's going to try it, but no, I'm kidding. Tom's going to be there for the... They built a new home there. They have some family there, and he'll be back in Arizona with us next winter. But anyhow, Rodney Sather from Richfield, Minnesota. Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury, Minnesota. Gary McIntyre, Scott Nash. Scott said to tell you hello.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah, and my wife Debbie, Dan and Beth Wall, some very special friends. So, Eddie, why don't you tell yours?
Say hi to my wife Joanne, cousin Char in the truck. I want to say a big hi out there to Denny Marion, the steel player from Chippewa Falls. He listens into us a lot now. Alan Ann Jorgensen and all their family. Tad Late and his wife, Darlene and the boys. Brian Jevning, the Cactus Cousins, they always listen to us a lot. And Greg Wheeler and them Barn Boys, Tom Kramer, the Seawill family, and I think that's all I got.
Yeah, all right. Dale?
What? Well, I'm hoping some of my kids are listening.
Yeah.
My son Jeremy and my son Chris. And I have some friends, Dale Broom and Skip. That's about all I can think
okay.
of.
Okay, and you know this because you've done it yourself. You can go back to the archives and
right.
you can find these things. And so if they don't get a chance tonight to listen to it. And the beauty of this, like I said, we've got listeners out in Arizona and in Montana because of the internet.
Sure.
Know? So it's amazing how the world has changed with that.
In traveling south, as you know, you create so many friends
yes.
down there because you're all in the same little community.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, you all get up with the frogs and go to bed before the sun does.
And but you have time for friends because you're not working.
You really do, and it's amazing how you create a family out of those areas.
Yeah, that's for sure, yes. Eddie, do you want to do something on your steel? You talked about maybe doing an instrumental or something. Or?
Oh, I'm throwing that at me, making my vein.
Or do you
my
want me to? I could sing an instrumental if you want me to.
Just in Eddie's defense, I didn't hear him mention anything about that at all.
Yeah, he's always good about throwing that in. It's like when we're all playing and somebody walks up and says, "Can you do this song?" Yeah, Ed can do that.
Ed can do that one. Yep.
Let's try a little in the key of E. I'll kick it off. You kind of hear what I'm doing here.
Okay. What's the name of that one, Eddie?
I think it's a panhandle rag.
Panhandle. You ever heard that one, Dale?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And no, I don't know what the name
No,
is.
I don't know. Oh, boy.
It seems to me that was a takeoff to a commercial at one time on TV.
Really?
Yeah, I think they were selling beer.
Well, we like
well,
that
that's
idea.
Why it always comes back to the drinking songs, no matter if it's instrumental or
yep.
singing.
Yeah, the Lord turned water into wine. He must have thought so.
Yes, that's for sure.
When you were telling us about song that Woodley backed, or that different label like that. A friend of mine, Doug Gorton, sent me a thing that Skip Spalding had recorded this thing, I think, with Kenny Nelson, and it was on Ken Records.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yes.
So it's funny, the labels and the little local things we had going on around here through the years.
If you go onto the internet and type in garage bands of the 60s, the Men at Work, the band I was in, will come up, and they actually, that both of those recordings are on that, and they show pictures of people I don't recognize anymore.
Do you have another good favorite story or a favorite memory?
Well, I mean, there's so many of them.
You were telling us about, how much one of them guys drank, then he was a big shot.
That was Webb Pierce, was it?
Well, we used to open, well, we were booked in at Trollhagen and their country music show they would put out in the summers, and we would back whoever they came. And I got to tell you a couple of stories. My favorite one is about Slim Whitman.
Oh.
Now, we were out, they had a little cabin out there. We're getting tuned up, ready for our show, and there was pictures of Slim Whitman all over the place, with dark black hair and his Cadillac with the big horns on the hood. And while we're sitting down there at the bunkhouse, here comes this old guy in a sweater. We didn't know who he was. We ignored him. We were probably even rude. So we get up, we do a 20-minute show, and guess who walks on the stage?
That guy in the
sweater. That old guy in the sweater. We look at each other and go, oh, you bet. But he was pretty nice about it. But I mean, he showed you pictures of when he was 20. When he was doing that, he must have been 70. You know? And then Webb Pierce is another one that we backed out there at that show. And he, I can't believe how many drinks he would have before he would go on and perform. And I thought, you've been doing this, you're a big star. He would have like 12 mixed drinks served to him before he got on. And, you know, there stands a glass. I think that meant a lot to him. And then one of my favorite ones, this was why we were the Madison Mavericks, was our band. And again, we had a really good, we did really have a really good show. And now Hank Snow come out there with his own group. So we did a 15-minute show, and then his group got up and they started performing, and it was their third song. And God is my witness, people started shouting, they wanted the Madison Mavericks back.
Mm.
So he didn't like us. I remember him saying, we'll get to know the boys after the show. He didn't say hi, goodbye, or boo, nothing. Mm. He was extremely rude, but, you know, people came to pay to see him, and we put out a little better show, and he did that particular night.
People are honest.
Hey.
Yep. You got another song?
Yes, I do. I'm going to do a George Strait tune. It's called Drinking Champagne.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to do this in the key of F.
Okay.
I get my earpiece up here so I can hear what I'm doing. Drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl that I can find. And I'll be having a fling with some pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess, though I must confess, I didn't love you much when you were mine. So I'll keep drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl that I can find.
And I'll be having a fling with some pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess. Though I must confess, I didn't love you much when you were mine. So I'll keep drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl that I can find. And I'll be having a fling with some pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind.
That song. I always like that one. Cal Smith did that song too, I believe.
That I couldn't tell you for sure. I know that Dean Martin did it originally.
Yep, on George Strait.
George Strait, that's what I learned it from.
Yeah.
I think when we were playing with Dudley there for those 3 years too, Mike, used to sing that one too.
Right,
it was a dandy.
Yep. Yeah,
And Lee Potter playing guitar on that, just playing the heck out of it.
Yeah, that's some good memories. We start talking about some of our memories. Those are on top of the list, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
Wow. The other brothers used to play at the Windjammer, is that right?
We did the Windjammer. We did the Dallas House. We did quite a few clubs down in the cities on Lake Minnetonka. We used to do one called the Ten Penny Two.
Okay.
And it was the Dallas House where Art taught me how to do a solo.
Mm. What happened to Art?
That was the question.
What happened? Okay, that was the question. Well, and I bet you pulled it off, didn't you?
Well, I did, and then it happened again at the Ten Penny Two. We worked 6 nights a week there.
Oh.
And I pulled it off so good, when it came to the end of the week, they paid us full. And my brother wanted his full amount of pay, and I said, you go to you know where. If you want to get paid, you better play.
But yeah.
Honest to God, twice in my life, he did that to me.
Oh, well. That's right. You did the right thing. It's like,
well, like I said, he taught me how to do a solo.
Oh, so we're gonna have to wrap up here. I can't believe it. We could go another hour here, Dale.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Oh man, this is fun. This is
and
Dale
it
Madison.
Does. It brings a bunch of memories back.
Oh, what a pleasure, absolutely. Dale.
Yes,
absolute pleasure.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, Bob Zonk, for engineering again, and Luann. And don't forget about the picnic, June 22nd.
2 to 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, we'll have Rex Cactus will be here. We'll be here, and a few others. Come on over, Dale. Do some music with us, too, if you want.
When is this and where?
June 22nd in the parking lot. We're going to have a little picnic
right here.
Yep, yeah. Celebrating 20 years of the station being here. So everyone's invited to that. So, and we'll be playing around the area this summer, so come and see us. So once again, thank you very much.